You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. But unfortunately, things just keep getting worse for this woke CEO over at Cracker Barrel. The 93-year-old founder of Cracker Barrel just delivered one of the most brutal corporate takedowns in recent memory. This is the story of how Tommy Lowe, the man who literally unlocked the doors to the first Cracker Barrel back in 1969, just declared war on the woke insanity, destroying his life's work. And the numbers prove him absolutely right. Now, if you don't know, if you didn't see the interview, Tommy Lowe didn't hold back when he sat down with a local news station. And he described how the CEO, Julie Masino, is completely alienated from Cracker Barrel's customer base. I mean, the CEO of the company doesn't relate to or understand her own customer base. Just like the marketing executive over at Bud Light, who actually disparaged and insulted their working class customer base. And again, Bud Light is still, they haven't recovered from that. Well, Cracker Barrel's going through very much the same thing. And the founder, Tommy Lowe, 93 years old, he described Masino's $700 million transformation project as throwing money out the window. And he called the failed logo redesign bland and pitiful. It's so interesting because Masino built her career at Taco Bell and Starbucks. So these are companies, particularly Starbucks, that thrive on appealing to urban progressive demographics. Well, she was hired specifically to transform Cracker Barrel for a more hip progressive customer base. But in doing so, all she did was demonstrate for everyone to see how much she fundamentally misunderstands what made the Cracker Barrel brand so successful for over 5 decades. And this 93-year-old founder responded to that by pointing out that the CEO is trying to modernize Cracker Barrel to be like the competition. But the problem is Cracker Barrel doesn't have any competition. The chain succeeded precisely because it offered something authentic that corporate consultants couldn't replicate. I mean, this guy is absolutely brilliant. This is good old-fashioned wisdom here. He knows his customer base. He knows and loves the Americana culture that Cracker Barrel caters to. And he's absolutely excoriating this former Starbucks CEO for imposing Seattle cosmopolitan values on a chain that prides itself on serving Appalachian the working class. Now, Masino's been CEO since July of 2023, and her leadership has been a disaster. Over the last couple of years, Cracker Barrel's stock has plummeted nearly 70%, falling from peaks of $180 a share back in 2018 to approximately $60 a share today. By contrast, like Texas Roadhouse, for example, they thrived during that same period. The company was actually forced to cut its quarterly dividend by a staggering 80% in May of 2024, reducing it from $1.30 a share to now just 26 cents a share. So obviously, when longtime investors relied on that dividend income, see their returns evaporate, that's not just bad business. That's a betrayal of the very people who sustained your company for decades. The logo fiasco alone triggered a 15% stock drop before the company's emergency reversal when they came out and said, no mas, no mas. It's funny because she used to be CEO of Taco Bell as well, but I digress. In just days, nearly $100 million in market value vanished, precisely because the CEO ignored and turned her back on her core customer base, just to chase approval from a woke cosmopolitan crowd who were never going to eat a Cracker Barrel anyway, no more than they would start drinking Bud Light. I mean, it's absurd.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And I think the most telling moment came when Lowe revealed that CEO Massino had never even met with him since taking control in 2023. I mean, seriously, the co-founder of your company, the man who represents your entire brand heritage, if you're the CEO, he doesn't even know who you are. That's not leadership. Again, that is absolute folly. So bottom line, this founder, Tommy Lowe, his message is crystal clear. If they don't get back to keeping it country, then it ain't going to work. Because that's what Cracker Barrel is. It's a symbol of Americana. And if you destroy that symbol, you destroy the company. Simple. Now, again, the good news in all of this is that following this financial catastrophe, Cracker Barrel didn't just reverse the logo decision. They reversed all of their silly, ridiculous, virtue-signaling woke antics. So they ever so quietly scrubbed their DEI and pride pages from their website after conservative activist Robbie Starbuck exposed them on social media. There was no press release, no announcement, just a silent admission that their progressive positioning was destroying shareholder value. And of course, this is part of a larger pattern that Robbie has helped generate across the country, this pattern of quiet retreat from woke policies spreading all across corporate America. Companies like General Motors, Pepsi, Intel, they've all been systematically removing their diversity language from their SEC filings, taking down their pride pages and websites, all that kind of stuff. The market has spoken, and virtue signaling is now recognized as a liability rather than an asset. We talk about the triumph of what's called consumer politics, where more and more people are voting with their wallets, and they are deliberately boycotting companies that offend their conservative values. And you would think that Cracker Barrel would be the last company on the planet to go woke, and yet here we are. They literally committed corporate suicide with another lunatic leftist CEO leading the inevitable demise. I would say that Tommy Lowe's devastating critique represents more than just one founder's frustration with current management. It's a generational battle between authentic American business values that once ruled the day and a contemporary corporate consultancy culture that prioritizes progressive approval over customer satisfaction. When a 93-year-old man who built your company from nothing calls your leadership pitiful, when your stock has collapsed 70% under your watch and your restaurant, your parking lots go empty across the country, you're not dealing with normal market forces. You're watching a systematic destruction of American enterprise by ideological activists who are learning the hard way that if you go woke, what? You inevitably go broke. So the question isn't whether Julie Messina will survive this crisis. The question is whether American companies will learn that authenticity beats artificiality, that founders' wisdom trumps consultants' theories, and that the people who actually buy your products matter more than the activists who profit from destroying them. Because when all is said and done, only one thing will remain: Tommy Lowe's simple truth that if you don't keep it country, you're going to lose it all. Love you guys. Have a wonderful Labor Day. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.